So what KPIs can compound them upon themselves to create a greater outcome with fewer objectives? And that's when I came up with the rule of 26. I identified three KPIs, which are key performance indicators that move the needle independently. But when you move all of them 26% up, you get 100% more revenue.
Everyone, welcome to the next episode of Jagged with Just Ravi, conversations at the edge with thought leaders from the marketing, branding, and the business world. Hi, Michael. It's great to have you on my show.
Hi, Just Ravi. How are you doing today?
Very good. So, Michael, you know, when your focus has been, like you said, on service-based small and medium businesses, and when you're helping them increase their website leads, how did you arrive at the rule of 26?
So I started doing the research and I'm looking at places like HubSpot, well-known digital marketing places where you can get a lot of research. They've got 30 different KPIs that look to identify successes in digital marketing. I'm like, no, this can't be. Let's continue to boil this down as far as we possibly can. And I stumbled upon this formula of basically creating an effect that is greater than the sum, okay? Compounding effect, okay? Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, so what KPIs can compound them upon themselves to create a greater outcome with fewer objectives? And that's when I came up with the rule of 26. I identified three KPIs, which are key performance indicators that move the needle independently. But when you move all of them 26% up, you get 100% more revenue.
What are these three KPIs?
So the three KPIs are unique traffic to your website, conversion rate from your website, and your average value per client from the clients that you get from your website. You increase each of those by 26%, even though that equals 78%. You actually get the compounding effect of 22% more outcome when you do all three of those to 100% more revenue. So you double your revenue.
It's maths, you see. It's a language that, you know, that doesn't
leave
anything, yeah, open to interpretation.
Yeah. It's not a scheme, right? I don't have to sell anybody on that. Like, you just do the math and it's like, one of the first people I showed it to was a mortgage broker. And of course he did the math. And that was when he read the book, he says, I actually did the math. It actually works.
And he's telling that to the author of the book, right?
Interesting. Yeah, now he's like, yeah, I'm like, yes, I know it works. Yes. Marketers are known for using statistics. There is there's a saying in marketing, there are lies, there are damn lies, and there are statistics.
So, Michael, do you want to share any case studies so our audiences can, you know, get the nitty-gritties and can appreciate how this can get impacted, you know, the business can get impacted. And if you could share an example of a gym, you know, because gyms have been really badly hit.
We were talking about that. We're talking about the gym. So I had a Gold's Gym that was acquired by a local quasi-celebrity fitness trainer of the CEOs in Anchorage, Alaska. And she came to me with 200, she adopted 200 paying subscriptions to her gym. We basically looked at the website and everything evolved around the website, all of her TV, her radio, her digital marketing, social media, search engine, all of those things all integrated to the website. So we rebuilt the website so that it flowed. You knew exactly what you're getting, why you would want to be at this gym, why it was different, the whole nine yards. Crazy thing is, less than 6 months after she moved into that space and started advertising, a large franchise gym moved catty corner to her location. We thought it was the death of her because they could outspend her by so much. But we used simple metrics like the rule of 26 to basically take her from 200 to less than 2 years later, 2,000 membership.
Wow.
Yes, 2,000. So 10x her business over a 2-year period. that's the beauty of the rule of 26 is that everything's incremental. So you don't have to attack it all at once. You can grow one objective at a time. 26% increase is not a lot of increase on each of those objectives. It gets harder and harder the bigger your website is and the more volume you have, because 26% of, say, 10,000 is a lot more visitors, say, than maybe 1,000. For service-based businesses, so many of us think, well, my office is my brick and mortar. The website's just an online brochure. And now a day, 68% of all consumers go to the internet to research people they're going to, are thinking of doing business before calling them. So that means two out of every three people who are thinking about talking to you will go to your website. So it is your ambassador 24/7, 365 days a year. If you don't have that thing jiving and telling your story all the way through every time, then you are losing, you're bleeding business. And so many people tell me that, oh, well, I get more referrals and, you know, and word of mouth. I'm like, that's great. You know how much more business you'd have if you actually had your website on as a, the third leg to that stool, because all businesses have referrals and have word of mouth that have been around a while, right?
Yeah.
You're out there talking about your business all the time. Word of mouth, yes. Referrals, because you take good care of, sure, but those are not predictable. If you use your website as a marketing tool, you can create predictable inbound traffic. And that is much better than hoping that people will talk to, about you, hoping that people refer to you, right? So some of the techniques that are all really just in the rule of 26, if you read the book, that's all we talk about is those three things, how to get better average value per each client. Are you charging enough? Are you, do you have cross sells for your service? Do you have ways to re-engage if you're not on a retainer or an ongoing service basis? Your conversions, are you telling the story that compel people to reach out to you over your competitors or act now, right? Traffic, are you driving the right type of traffic? Have you filtered out the bad traffic so you have good numbers? All of these are techniques, very simple in themselves. And that's what people don't understand what they don't know. So then they go, well, I just don't need it.
Right? You had shared earlier an example of a dentist and simple things that you told the doctor, quite a reputed doctor, and how it made such a hell of a difference to his business. If you could share that. And also, you know, there was a you were talking about how engagement is better than just an SEO. Did you use a term DEO or something?
Yes. So I'll start. Yeah. All right. So actually, let's start with DEO, and that'll go right into the dentist, because that's what happened. So in early aughts, we had started SEO, and by about 2009, 2010, we started getting fired, even though we were getting people to the number one ranking for high volume keywords, what we call profitable keywords. Okay. And we're like, why is this happening? So we go to them and like, wait a second, we've got you number one in all of these profitable keywords. And they're like, yeah, that's great, but I'm not seeing any revenue. And I realized that SEO by itself, traffic by itself, is not good enough. You have to convert it, right? Which kind of lends back to the rule 26. It's one of the two pillars is the conversion. And so then I'm like, okay, so then it's not just traffic that we need engagement. And so I created something that was called digital engagement optimization, which is just the methodology of get traffic, make sure that that traffic's converting, and make sure that it's quality traffic converting, right? So we want the best of the traffic to convert for the perfect type of client. So we don't want just any client. We want the best clients. And that was the DEO. American Marketing Association actually gave me a Visionary Marketer of the Year award for that concept. And we've been using it ever since, so for 12 years now. With that said, we had a dentist come to us and they're like, hey, we're not able to compete in the SEO. Our SEO is doing decent, but we're not getting a lot of clients from our website where we feel like we could get more, right? And so we piled through it, and they had great call to actions here and there, whole nine yards. We dug further and we're like, well, where are people bleeding out? Where are they exiting this website? We found it was in the doctor section. These guys are nice doctors, real family oriented, you know, four or five kids each. I mean, just really nice people. You could see it in their bios that they really care about their craft, the whole nine yards. But the one thing that was missing was a call to action on that particular page. So I took the call to action, was on the homepage, which is like a new patient offer, and I plugged it right there in the same space on the doctors. They increased their conversion rate by over 250% in 30 days. Star Wars phaser gun.
With a toy gun, yes. One thing no one knows about you.
That I skydived for about 2 years.
Okay. Your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Batman.
Okay. Best moment of a day?
Best moment of the day is right after the end of your workout.
Okay. A book you'd like to gift to all your friends?
The Rule of 26.
You should let them buy it, but never mind. Okay.
You're right. You said a wish.
Yeah. What would you tell your 18-year-old self?
My 18-year-old self is that I don't know anything, and you will learn to know even less as you get older.
Somewhere over the rainbow, blue birds fly, and the dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, blue birds fly, and the dreams that you dare to, oh why can't I?
Wow, wow.
Well, I think that this show is awesome. I've never been asked to actually perform a talent, which is really fun. And I think that people get a really good idea of what the expert is behind the facade of their profession by doing the things that you do. So I think that your guests are giving your audience an authentic experience. And so I would definitely suggest anyone who's looking for authentic experts and advice from them to go into your show and subscribe, like, and follow.